This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. No one ever said mixing AT&T and Time Warner together would be a slam dunk. One hurdle comes in a few hours. The Senate Judiciary Committee has a hearing today on the $85 billion proposed merger. Soon, the Donald Trump administration will likely decide its fate. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
On the campaign trail, Donald Trump insisted his administration would never approve the AT&T-Time Warner deal.
Because it's too much concentration of power in the hands of too few.
But what will the incoming Trump administration actually do? It partly depends on the types of regulators Trump nominates. Philip Barenbroek is with the consumer group Public Knowledge.
The president-elect had some strong words, but whether that trickles down to how the Department of Justice will actually oversee the deal is yet to be determined.
Barenbroek says if the merger went through, AT&T could jack up the price of Time Warner content. Matt Davis is a telecom analyst with IDC. He doesn't think Trump's opposition will trickle down.
The people he's putting into place are very hands-off. This is something that he wouldn't want to get in the way of.
And Davis says the deal could always be tweaked to address any concerns Trump's regulators had. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.